This is the Capital Literature Podcast, bringing you investment letters in audio. The Capital Literature Podcast is a CEBITS capital service for the investment community. This podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. All rights belong to the respective owners.
Poland Capital International Growth Commentary, 4th Quarter, 2021. Summary. During the 4th quarter of 2021, the Poland International Growth Composite Portfolio, the portfolio, appreciated by 6.59%, outperforming the MSCI All Country World X USA Index, the index, by 4.65% in the quarter. For the year, the portfolio returned 7.10% versus the index return of 7.82%. International markets were volatile during the quarter, which we believe in part reflected monetary policy normalization from the extraordinary measures enacted post-COVID, a trend gaining momentum globally. As we move into 2022, monetary policy normalization could be a major factor affecting markets. Across the full sweep of 2021, we added 6 new companies to the portfolio and exited investments in 5. At year-end, the portfolio included 25 quality growth companies. We believe the portfolio is positioned for faster earnings growth because of these changes. Through its first 5 years, the portfolio's trailing 5-year annualized returns of 15.32% are more than 5.2% ahead of the index. Risk measures like beta and downside capture also compare favorably. Excess returns and favorable risk management statistics over a 5-year horizon mirror the long-term outperformance of Poland's flagship focus growth strategy. Seeks growth and capital preservation. Performance, percent, as of December 31, 2021. Poland International Growth, gross, 6.59% quarter YTD 7.10%. Since inception 14.75%. Poland International Growth, net, 6.48% quarter YTD 6.67%. Since inception 13.93%. Commentary. During the 4th quarter of 2021, the Poland International Growth Composite Portfolio, the portfolio, appreciated by 6.59%, outperforming the MSCI All Country World X USA Index, the index, by 4.65% in the quarter. For the year, the portfolio returned 7.10% versus the index return of 7.82%. Steady share price appreciation among companies in the information technology and healthcare industries drove portfolio performance. Index returns were driven by the performance of companies in the information technology and industrial sectors. International markets were volatile, which we believe in part reflected monetary policy normalization from the extraordinary measures enacted post-COVID, a trend gaining momentum globally. In certain markets, central banks have already implemented their first interest rate hikes, while in November, the U.S. Federal Reserve made clearer its plans to normalize in 2022. The Fed's plans include short-term rate hikes, ending quantitative easing, and even shrinking its now greater than $8.7 trillion balance sheet. These moves unsettled long-duration, high-growth investments during the 4th quarter. As we move into 2022, monetary policy normalization could be a major factor affecting markets. Long-term rates may move higher from where they stand today, but given the headwinds listed in our 1st quarter 2021 commentary, it is difficult to envision a world with rates far higher than they were pre-COVID. For the full year, the portfolio underperformed the index. Gains in services companies in a variety of industries powered portfolio returns. Services companies produce recurring revenues by reliably delivering results for customers. We note that stocks of the services companies we hold tend to trade at reasonable valuations given the underlying business's steady growth prospects, a feature that we believe helps insulate portfolios from bouts of volatility during monetary policy shifts. Over the course of the year, our portfolio's makeup shifted in response to volatility in China. We entered 2021 with more than 20% exposure to China-domiciled companies. Chinese holdings faced domestic regulatory changes while failed progress on repairing Sino-US relations under the Biden administration further clouded the investment landscape. These factors prompted us to reduce our exposure. At year-end, We held one China-domiciled stock representing -4% of the portfolio. We continue to monitor several Chinese businesses closely. Across the full sweep of 2021, we added 6 new companies to the portfolio and exited investments in 5. At year-end, the portfolio included 25 quality growth companies. We believe the portfolio is positioned for faster earnings growth because of these changes. Readers who know Poland Capital understand our belief in building portfolios poised to grow their earnings at a mid-teens rate across cycles. In our experience, portfolios positioned for double-digit earnings growth are likely to outpace their indices in the long run. Through its first 5 years, the portfolio's trailing 5-year annual returns are more than 5% ahead of the index, gross of fees. Risk measures like beta and downside capture also compare favorably. Excess returns and favorable risk management statistics over a 5-year horizon mirror the long-term outperformance of Poland's flagship focus growth strategy. Portfolio performance and attribution. The top absolute contributors for the fourth quarter of 2021 were Icon, Accenture, and Sage Group. For the full year, the portfolio's top performers included Icon, Accenture, and Aon. Irish contract research organization Icon provides outsourced services involving the planning, enrollment, and efficient execution of clinical trials for biotech, pharmaceutical, and medical device companies. Icon continues to experience robust demand for its primary offering, the provision of drug trial administration services for pharmaceutical companies. The pandemic created additional demand for Icon's services, and this trend may persist for years. Icon remains the portfolio's highest conviction weighting. Accenture continues to deliver robust growth as it helps its customers navigate digital transformations. We think Accenture is a well-oiled machine, enabling its global customer base to better utilize technology. Accenture continued to generate unprecedented growth and is likely executing at the highest levels in its history as a public company, recording 3 straight quarters or reported revenue growth over 20%. Just as impressively, the growth is incredibly broad-based. Robust performance is being seen across every business dimension, geographically, vertically, by service type, and by strategic priority. Its deeply embedded client relationships are a source of competitive advantage and can create a connection point that fosters new business opportunities with existing clients. More than 70% of business is sole-sourced, meaning Accenture is the only bidder on a contract. In recent years, Sage Group transitioned to cloud-based SaaS solutions through increased investments in sales and marketing and research and development. Recent results have shown that the increased investments are working as planned, and the business is accelerating. Sage's cloud-native and cloud-connected software accounts for 2/3 of total revenue and is growing at a high teens rate. Recent trends in new customer acquisition have also been encouraging, suggesting that the increase in sales and marketing is having the desired impact. As these trends continue, we expect revenue growth to accelerate into the double digits, driving mid-teens total returns growth over the next 5 years. The top absolute detractors during the quarter were Medtronic, Alibaba Group Holdings, and Adidas. For the full year, the portfolio's top detractors included New Oriental Education, Alibaba Group Holdings, and Adidas. Shares of Medtronic underperformed during the quarter on what we see as short-term setbacks in its renal denervation technology and Hugo robotic surgery platform. Both are pipeline prospects that could be sources of revenue growth if Medtronic can successfully commercialize them. However, they are not generating meaningful sales today. Looking ahead, we believe Medtronic's management is handling this world-leading tech business well and that its growth prospects remain compelling. Alibaba continues to face pressures from various sources, and we elected to exit our position, which we detail further in the portfolio activity section. Adidas has grappled with the ongoing pandemic's impact on demand and related factory closures, especially in Vietnam, where it sources a substantial portion of its production. Management continues to position the business for long-term success, recently rolling out a new strategy to emphasize categories in which the brand enjoys strength. As the pandemic's impacts fade, we feel Adidas can deliver high teens total returns growth. Portfolio activity. During the quarter, we initiated a position in Globant and sold Alibaba Group Holdings. We added to positions in Evolution Ab, Sage Group, and Mercado Libre. We trimmed Dassault Systèmes, Accenture, and Icon, using the proceeds to fund other opportunities. We initiated a position in Globant, trimming Icon as a source of funds. Globant is a digitally native IT services company helping clients reinvent themselves to create a way forward and unleash their potential. The company has particular expertise in artificial intelligence, blockchain, and R/VR technologies. Roughly 70% of revenues are generated in North America, with another 20% from Latin America. The company has over 800 clients, of which more than 150 spend more than $1 million annually on services Globant provides, including major companies like Disney and Google. We believe that positive client outcomes from complex projects drive client affinity and switching costs. While switching costs can be hard to prove, the recurring revenue nature of IT services businesses is a familiar theme to the Poland large company growth team. Our research indicates that Globant can grow earnings at greater than 25% for the next 5 years. Our increased weighting in Evolution AB stems from our continued optimism about the long-term opportunity surrounding the digitization of gaming. Only 5 states in the U.S. have legalized live casino, digital, gaming, and we see gaming's continued digitization as a trend that could drive high rates of growth for Evolution. In the coming decades, it seems likely that digital gaming may become the majority of global gross gaming receipts versus less than 10% today, and we see Evolution as the leading solution provider for this transition. We increased our position in Sage Group as evidence continued to mount that the recently increased investments were having the desired effect of accelerating growth. For Mercado Libre, we opportunistically added to our position on the stock's attractive valuation. We sold Alibaba Group holdings because our expectations for earnings growth have decreased while numerous external pressures cloud the backdrop. First, competition in Chinese e-commerce remains fierce and fragmented. Search and need-based platforms are not the only way to buy digital goods, and alternative solutions are gaining traction among Chinese consumers. Second, regulatory uncertainty continues to be a malaise more than a year after the Ant Financial IPO withdrawal. We believe the worst of the regulatory changes is past but cannot be certain. Third, geopolitical tensions between the U.S. and China add further complexity to an already challenging investing backdrop. We trimmed our positions in Dassault Systèmes and Accenture as a source of cash for the additions discussed above. Shares of both companies appreciated over the course of 2021. Outlook. According to our research, the portfolio holds competitively advantaged businesses whose weighted average earnings are expected to grow at a mid-teens rate over time. We believe a portfolio of well-positioned businesses lends confidence that short-term disruptions are speed bumps on the road to long-term success. Team update. We are also pleased to announce a few promotions on the large company growth team that were effective January 1, 2022. Lauren Harmon assumed an expanded role of ESG and research analyst in recognition of her ESG work to date and her expanding responsibilities in our ESG efforts going forward. Brian Power was promoted to Director of Research. Brian has consistently delivered high-quality research, generated actionable investment ideas, and actively contributed to all research discussions. He has become a tried-and-true thought leader for the team. As Brandon Ladoff relinquishes his role as Director of Research, he continues co-managing the Focus Growth portfolio and takes on a new role as Director of Sustainable Investing. Brandon has been instrumental in leading our efforts to better articulate how ESG is integrated into our investment approach to date and will now take a formal leadership role in our ongoing efforts. Thank you for your interest in Poland Capital and the International Growth Strategy. Please feel free to reach out with any questions you might have. Sincerely, Todd Morris and Daniel Fields.